All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim... Well, no, it's not the Grim Rant Show. We're not doing that again. It's Grim Rants into the Heavens, and I got some stuff to talk about. So, first off, we need to get down to brass tacks. What's the issue? Nuxtaku. Guy's a fucking fraud. I kind of figured he was. He threw the Loli fans under the bus. Now, you guys know I don't care for fucking Loli, and there's a lot of scenes I could do without in visual novels, but... Dude pretty much sided with the aunties that were saying, oh, everybody that's into Loli is a pedophile, and unfortunately, I know some fucking child molesters, and one of them was definitely not into that kind of content at all. He liked WWF wrestling, and he has messed with a child. It's really fucking stupid. Horrible shit, man. Horrible shit. The other guy, he liked anime, but I never saw any, like, express Loli content. Like, he was all looking at... Now, I don't know, because it happened... Like, the last time I saw him was basically when he was still in a service, so he would come by, but there was a whole period of 10 years. So I don't know if he got in a Loli around that time, but I doubt it. He seemed to have been just into the regular anime, and I even remember this dude would show me, like, chicks that he thought were attractive, because we used to hang out. We were, like, high school buds, and it was, like, actresses and, like, Japanese, you know, the Japanese idols, or just relatively attractive-looking chicks, you know? Nothing crazy, nothing out of the loop, nothing that would kind of freak me out, so... Yeah, I don't know how in the world, like, being into this Loli character stuff automatically turns you into, like, a child molester. Because, again, I'm not seeing the connection, you know? I'm not seeing that. And, Nuxtaku walked it back, and he said it was a joke. He said, oh, dude, you don't fucking joke about that. You don't throw your goddamn community under a bus. Dude's a fucking fraud. And again, it's all about Nuxtaku grifting. Look, Nuxtaku, I don't have anything against you. You do have pretty crappy mobile games and not so much good adult PC games. You know, work on the adult PC games a little bit and we'll talk. But right now, I don't give a fuck too much about games on my phone. I don't really play games on my phone. So, yeah, I'm not really into all that. I'm not into the gacha shit or anything like that. I know you Genshin fans... I get it. It's like one of the most popular terms on Pornhub for animated characters. I get it. But yeah, guys. No, this isn't cool. You don't want to promote somebody that's doing this kind of shit, man. It's ridiculous. Again, that's completely their decision. You know, if they're okay with what he said and want to deal with him. And of course there was the VTuber drama, which I didn't really hear that much about or care that much about. But I know I listened to the guy on Nick Rakita's show, and he seemed to be like, you know, a family man, really devoted to his wife and kids and all that stuff. He didn't seem like he was much into the... Like, here's what I got from Nuxtaku. And even the Melody, to some extent, they're doing a job. They're playing characters, okay? The guy who's Nuxtaku and the woman who is Melody, do not, 100%, I am sorry to disappoint you, do not act like this in real life. If you meet them in real life, you might not even know they're the characters. They may watch or like anime, but they're not as invested in it as they claim to be. It's part of the fucking job. It's part of the grift. You gotta have a character that people... can attach themselves to. They can be like, oh, well, he likes all the things I like. Like, there was somebody saying they wanted to worship Rev because he was more on the side of Loli than anybody else. I'm like, dude, really? Like, I like Rev somewhat. I mean, he seems to be a little bit into the VTuber drama. I don't get into that. But, yeah, when he puts out a video like that, kind of talking about how this guy... basically walked everything, tried to walk everything back after he threw everybody under the bus. I don't really care anymore at that point. I'm kind of done, you know? Because you're gonna throw, like, your whole community there. And the guy was like, I don't really like the dolls either. I think they're, you know, not my thing. They're kind of creepy. You know, I understand, like, some anime guys aren't into it, but, you know, you got fans of waifus that are into anime and your content, too, and, like, I mean, I'm not saying he has to like him, but you could be a little bit more respectful of that, a little bit more respectful of the community. How about saying, it's not my thing? Of course, I may have took that a little too hard. Maybe it's been a long time since I heard that interview he did with Rikita, like, 2 years ago. So I may have just taken some things too hard, or maybe he said something and I heard something else. You know how it is. You have to go back and listen to some people's opinion and like, oh, okay. He doesn't care for it, but he's okay with it. But that's not what it seemed to be from what he said. I don't know. But anyway, it's not even about him and the dolls. It's just the whole thing is, it seems like he's just trying to promote. I mean, his name is Nux Taku. It's fucking promotion for New Taku, which is Melody. And New Taku's okay. I mean, they're not the best. There's other places that I would consider more worthy of promotion, like Jast USA. Seems to be the best so far. Manga Gamer's okay, but their prices are a little high. I ain't got too much against them. I'll be promoting their newest game, How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle 2. Which has a completely different fucking name that I'll tell you about when the video comes out. So you can go ahead and get it. And, they're having a White Xmas sale. If you want to call it a sale. Stuff's still pretty high. But if you want to get those Rance games, even though they're coming to GOG and Kagura. I know they're coming to GOG. It hasn't been announced, but they're coming. It will be so fucking salty on those forums. I cannot wait to see the tears and the salt. Oh my god, this Japan has a history of rape games. Oh no. It's like the Don Knotts. Oh no. Not rape. But it's just a bunch of computer games. Do I play the Rance games for the rape? No, I play them because they're fun games. Like, this is a fun game. And it's not too dissimilar from Rance. Anybody that's played Rance, you're like, well, yeah, what you're playing right here ain't too far from it. So yeah, guys, it's time to chill on a lot of this shit. I'm talking about, games of rape and games of characters that might look like little girls. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, man. I can't do it anymore. Just stupid. You know, because you go into real life, and even if you do play games like that, like, we're not, I'm not grim in person for the most part, you know, like, I'm me, but there's a lot of things that you're reserved about in person. Like, you don't just go around and tell everybody. You play games like with this and this and that. You basically have to go ahead and kind of describe it to them, because it's something that you just don't go in the West and say, oh, I do this, 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 and this, or I play this, this, and this, you know. You have to really go and kind of show it to them if they're open to it. Like, oh, yeah, well, some guys know what you're talking about. Some guys, they don't, and that's fine. Some women will be like, oh, yeah, hey, there's some kinky, crazy shit going on. I'm kind of interested. And according to the Pornhub searches, you know, hentai is on there. Hentai is on there with the women. And we're going to talk about that because, hey, the Pornhub, year in review. Why is that important? Because we're going to Pornhub. Yeah, I got a 72-hour wait, and we'll see if I'm accepted. And if I am, I'm going to start posting all our content over there. So, no, we're not leaving MGTOW.TV and BitChute. But I don't know what's going on with either one of them. And I'd like to have a backup. And maybe get paid a little bit if I can. I don't know. They said hentai is right now the most popular search on the site. So if that's the case, I want to make sure to bring them the content that they want. So, basically, according to the information that I've got here. Hold on, we'll have to go. Transgender category grew to 75%, become the 7th most popular category worldwide. It's the most viewed category in Brazil and 3rd in the United States and Italy. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Transgender videos went up 34%. Group sex, 34%, and 133% gain for orgy. Outdoors, 121%, and camping went up 62%, mostly gay men. Crazy, right? Position, scissoring, went by 96% worldwide, by women, by the way. More women are trying to fuck other women because they're tired of men. They're trying to get with women. That's what it seems to be, guys. And 151% in the U.S. positions like Amazon, 69, and Cowgirl also increased. Feet. You feet folks. 38% worldwide and 145% among female visitors. Wow. Women are looking at foot pics now. What the hell y'all do? Femdom. Femdom grew 28%. Pecking top trend. Guys, what the fuck are y'all doing? Cuckold, 18%. Bondage, top 20. Good gravy. This is nuts. Threesomes are 115% more popular with Gen Z. That's 18 to 24. My God, we're going to have Roman orgies by the next fucking generation. Not worried about positions. Feet, of course. 145% increase among women. Just 10% for men. Good gravy. Now, femdom, of course, cuck and cuckold, 18%. Cuck queen, 130%. Are you fucking nuts, gentlemen? The most popular searches included BB cuckold, cuckold cleanup, and cuckold wife. Yes, I said cleanup. Oh, but there's a good thing. Most searched for terms. Number one worldwide search in 2022 remain hentai. So we're headed over there. You'll see Grimlord Games just as soon as we get fully verified. I'm gonna do it. And of course you have Japanese search for MILF, swap place with lesbian, followed by Panay, Filipino woman. Why are they doing that? Because all these guys are trying to head to the Philippines because they're tired of all the damn crazy women in this country. Right? Yep. And you gotta thank, what's her name? That Filipino girl I was talking about, that YouTuber. You'll have to thank her for that. What is it? The Filipina... P. Oh, yeah, the Filipina P. You'll have to thank her for that, because I'm sure she's driving people towards that content. Let's see here. State of the Union. Lesbian became the favorite search in the United States, replacing hentai. Oh, well, that's okay, because my Mexican and Brazilian brothers will watch my content. Unfortunately, I can't speak your language. I don't know enough Spanish to pass. I don't know any Portuguese. I'm very sorry about that, but there's people in your country that do. So maybe they'll be able to give you what you're looking for there. I'll do what I can. And top U.S. term was lesbian. Hold on. 2019 was hentai, 2017 was lesbian, MILF was 2018. So, yeah. Okay, but here's the interesting part. We're not worried about time spent. Most viewed categories across the world. United States, ebony. Wow, a lot of people are watching black women. A lot of people. It's as big as Africa. Transgender in South America. Wow, what the hell is going on? Reality somewhere in Europe. And Russia, they're looking up Russian. Not much going. Japan, no. Parts of Russia is Japanese. Man. Indian and India. Yeah, not really a big... Wow. Russia went straight to Russian. They went from hentai to Russian. Wow, that's not what I expect. Categories viewed the shortest. Muscular men. Now remember, that is from Gay Man for the most part. Don't think you're gonna go take your muscles and put them on Pornhub and think somebody's got some women are gonna like your muscles. That's not gonna happen. You have men that like your muscles, but you're not gonna find women that like your muscles. It's weird, right? Most search for gay terms. Hentai. Is it time for the Grimlord to start covering slow damage, sweet pull, and dramatical murder? I could do it on Pornhub, but my god, would I... Oh, that would be crazy. Well, they're looking up Pinoy. Well, they're looking up Pinoy twinks. Yeah. Top trending gay searches. Big dick. Well, yeah, we know what they like. 217%, folks. We know what gay men like. But what are women... What are the women like? Let's see. What are the women looking at? Let's see. United States. Most searched for terms. Because it said on the bottom and I didn't get to check. No, it's not here. Men versus women. Here we go. Well, I'm still not seeing it. Most search for porn stars. Most search for terms. They used to have a men versus women thing, but I don't see it unless I've passed it. Just give me a minute, guys. Oh, yep, here we are. Men's favorites, Japanese. Women's favorites, lesbian. And then Japanese. Wow. Huh. All right. You know what the lowest category of women is? The lowest category of women on Pornhub. Lowest category. I'll tell you what it is. Very, very important that you guys understand this. Lowest category for women on Pornhub is big dick. They're tired of dick pics. That's what that means. Tell me it doesn't. Tell me it doesn't mean it. If the women are getting sick and tired, the lowest search category is big dick. They're not interested anymore. The highest is lesbian. Highest is lesbian. Lowest is big dick. Men's favorites, Japanese. Lowest is reality. Yep. You know what's right behind that? Ebony. Men are really looking for these black queens. This is real. Then you have MILF, lesbian, anal, threesome, transgender. Well, yeah. Big tits went down. Way. Wow, I'll tell you what. Popular with women is very low. Man. Viewed more by women than compared to men. Scissoring. Trans male, transgender. That's what they're looking at now, folks. Women are not interested in you. They are interested in trans male, transgenders. Solo male, 87. They still are watching. Hey, they're watching that. Pussy looking, 78%. Okay, that makes sense. Muscular men is down to 32% with women. 32%. Gangbang is down to 29. They're sick of that. Wow. They would rather see scissoring and trans male, transgender than they want to see the bondage and gangbang and muscular men. The whole age of 50 Shades of Grey is over with, guys. It's done. Magic Mike might bring it back, because I know they're supposed to come out with another one of those, but it may do very poor this year. And if it does, it means it's done. I mean, it means that the whole idea of these women getting all hot and bothered for these men, these muscular men, it's over. They want men that are women. I think we're fucked. I think we're totally fucked, guys. Ain't no way to fix that. Most search for porn stars by women. And, oh, they like Armand Rizzo. Armin Rizzo, Devin Trez, they like him, Dante Cole, Tyler Wu, Josh Moore, Adam Russo, Victor Rahm, and William Seed. They like Armin Russo, the Rizzo, though, the best. They like him. So he's the Chad that, you know, he does kind of look like the whole Chad. He's got the jaw and the, he almost looks like Guile. He looks like a Mexican Guile, at least in this photo. He could play Guile. Now that would be an interesting Street Fighter movie. Proportion of female viewers. 53% in the Philippines. Y'all want these Philippine traditional women. And these Philippine traditional women are on the Pornhub 53% of the time. Matter of fact, they are the highest percentage on Pornhub. Period. Higher than Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, Ukraine, Brazil, Poland, Italy, Spain, Belgium, Australia, France, Japan, Canada, Netherlands, and the U.S., Sweden, United Kingdom, Egypt, and Germany. Germany is down. 26% of women are looking at porn in Germany, probably because it's hard for them to get. But Philippines, Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, it's up. All these, oh, they're going to be traditional in Philippines. Oh, they're looking at some crazy lesbian shit in the Philippines. Brother, they might not want you. Yep. Oh, yeah. And Philippines. Most of them girls, 18 to 24, they're on the site. I swear to God, 38% of them. And you got 30% that's 25 to 34. My age, between 35 and 44, only 20%. So, yeah, Philippines, and when you get old, well, Belgium, old folks in Belgium, man, they hitting it. Brazil, most of the people on Pornhub, as far as countries, are 18 to 24-year-old Brazilians. So, Gen Z, what they like? Threesome. Virtual reality, cosplay, cartoon, uncensored hentai. These are 18 to 24 year olds. Vertical video, scissoring, and roleplay. Gen Y, Asian. God, look how high that is. Threesome, MILF, feet, virtual reality, transgender, tattooed women, and FFM. Gen X, cream pie. Really? MILF, scissoring, transgender, fisting, voyeur, BBW, and bukkake. Okay, boomers. Hand job, because that's probably about as good as they're going to get right now. Mature, babe, vintage. Well, yeah, because they remember it back then. Small tits. I remember when there's just a couple of small titties. You didn't need no great big floppers. Just the small little titties, small little nipples. That's the way it used to be back in the day. Anal and casting. Damn. Most people are using Pornhub on their phone. Okay. Yep. Most people are using Windows. Okay. Wow, most people are using Pornhub on Chrome. Wow, okay. Most people are using Pornhub on the PlayStation. Okay, now we have most searched movies and characters. This is interesting. Harley Quinn, Star Wars, 365 days. Remember, Harley Quinn at number one and Star Wars just below it. This is 2022. People are still looking for Star Wars porn. Black Widow, Wonder Woman, Sonic, of course. Harley Quinn has whooped Sonic's ass, by the way. Catwoman, Avengers, Princess Leia, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avatar, Batman, Elastigirl, Tomb Raider, The Incredibles, Power Rangers, Sentai porn, Spider-Man, Batgirl, Captain Marvel, Deadpool, Superman, and the Joker at the lowest rated. Video games and characters. Okay, Fortnite, number one. That kind of worries me because a lot of kids play Fortnite. There should not be kids on Pornhub. I mean, I'm sorry, there just fucking shouldn't. Overwatch, Genshin. I know, you Genshin folks. You gotta see all the waifus naked. I know. Minecraft, Pokemon, because we know that. Cyberpunk, oh, okay. I'm about to jump into that this year. A new DLC or expansion coming with Idris Elba. I'm looking forward to that. Summertime Saga. Oh, Oh, cool. I can post some Summertime Saga stuff. Now, I know Purity Sin is probably doing it for a Patreon, but I think I might tackle it if Summertime Saga is something people want to see. League of Legends, Valorant, Resident Evil, Apex Legends, GTA 5, Roblox, oof, Mortal Kombat, Skyrim, Among Us, Splatoon, man, Final Fantasy, Call of Duty, is Call of Duty porn? Cuphead, Street Fighter, and Mass Effect. I think they're just looking for gaming videos that happen to be on the site. Now, most searched for video game characters. Overwatch Diva. Minecraft Jenny mod. I don't even know what that is. Overwatch Widowmaker. Resident Evil Lady D. We made a video of Lady D a long time ago. Overwatch Mercy. Overwatch Tracer. Genshin Impact Mona. Fortnite Ruby. Overwatch Mei. Genshin Impact Slime. Okay. Fortnite Aura. Fortnite Chun-Li. Valorant Jet. Genshin Impact Hu Tao. Hu Tao on floor. Sorry, I had to do that. Genshin Impact Eula. Fortnite Lynx. Genshin Impact Lisa. Fortnite Eevee. Overwatch Ashe. League of Legends Tristania. Final Fantasy Tifa. Tifa's still on there, guys. She just... behind all these goddamn Genshin waifus. League of Legends Jinx. Mortal Kombat Katana. My god. Men of Culture. All the way at the bottom. But I like Melina more. Resident Evil Ada Wong. More Men of Culture all the way at the bottom. And Apex Legends Loba. So, yeah. There we go. So. All right. Let's just look at my country before we end here. Top categories are ebony, relative categories are virtual reality, and trending searches are gamer girl, and 710, what trans fucks girl? Y'all looking at fucking Futanari. Y'all Futa fucks. Y'all like Marika. I don't know, man. It is what it is. Oh, UK is just as bad. Trans fucks girl has 837%. 387.9 are anime porn. Oh, y'all like naked wrestling out there. France? Oh, wow, look at this. 363%. Poopy sexuel. That is sex doll. 363% of searches in France are... sex doll. Wow. That's crazy. Japan. I know y'all wanted to know Japan. Of course, they want Japanese. Uncensored. Of course, they're looking for shit that doesn't show the mosaics. Trending searches. Wow. Number one. Car sex. 754%. Is it cars, fucking in cars, or fucking cars? Sucker. I don't know what that is. Naughty wife, 624. 612, face riding. 542% of you are looking for the One Piece. Yeah, it's literally One Piece on Pornhub. People are trying to find the One Piece. Relative categories. Japanese, of course. Uncensored hentai. Yeah, you're welcome, Japan. You're welcome. You're fucking welcome, okay? I will give you uncensored, because I know it's not illegal in your country. If you're looking at it in mine. If you're looking at my screen, it's not illegal in your country, basically, is what they said. They can't have it, but they can watch it. It's weird. They can't own it, but they can watch it on, like, YouTube, or not YouTube, but Pornhub, and it's okay. Regular hentai. Japanese fans, I hope not to disappoint you. Because, oh, as I said, yeah, we're going to Pornhub. And hopefully we will get some hits. We will get some Japanese fans. I want you back. I had you on YouTube. Biggest audience was Japan. I want you guys back. You are welcome here. We will fucking give you the hentai that you want. promise. You know, we don't have all the good stuff that you guys do, but we're working on it. So we'll give you those great moments. Maybe you'll be really upset at how some of our translations might not be so great, but we're going to give you what you want. So, all right, that's about all. Well, nope, let's look at the Philippines. We gotta look at the Philippines. It says, relative categories, romantic. Okay. Korean, behind the scenes. Behind the scenes? Panay Tattoo. Oh, man, they're looking up tattooed Philippine girls. Oh, man. Beautiful Asian, $295. Hot romantic sex. That works for me. I like hot romantic sex. Tattoo artist and Panay delivery boy. Are they going back to the 70s over there? Did you order pizza? Yeah, I order pizza. It's hot and ready too. I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing here. Brazil, hentai. Spain, hentai. We're gonna give it to you. Poland, hentai. Netherlands, no. Australia, no. Australia is looking up a girl with two vaginas. 642%. What the fuck? Ukraine, lesbian. Hard? I don't even know. There's a war going on. The number one search for Ukraine was stuck. And then black women. So hold on. You mean to tell me there's a war going on and they're watching fucking Letitia take on a bunch of light dudes at one time? Give me some more! Just give me some more, sweetie! Oh, Easter bombs! Ah! So, I don't know. Most search for terms. Well, they're looking up hentai! It's not the top, but it's close. Colombia. Hentai! Of course, they want their people. Their people are always the most popular. But right below it is hentai. Egypt. They have hentai, but it's not as popular now. Sweden. They're not as big into hentai either. Belgium. Hentai's number 3. But that's all we got, guys. Oh my god. What a fucking crazy... You guys are some fucking degenerates. Feet and trans and girls with two vaginas, but hentai rules, and we will give you more hentai on Grimm's Hentai Corner, because we're gonna have it. It's gonna be there. I got so many things planned. I'm actually supposed to be doing hentai right now instead of fucking jabbing like I am, just, you know, jabber jaw the whole time. You guys want to hear me read? Not, well, I am reading, but you know. So yeah, I will shut the fuck up now, and we will go ahead and get started with some more hentai, because I know y'all want it, and I want it too. It's, everybody wants some, I want some too, right? So, let's go ahead and get that started. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out with Grim Rants into the heavens, you fucking degenerates.